A recent television documentary about the American Broadway musical kept fans firmly in their seats for three consecutive evenings, looking back at a century of singers, dancers, and clowns. For decades, Broadway dominated the pop music sound in the United States. But with the advent of rock and roll, all of that changed. With the exception of Hair in 1968, musicals on Broadway in the 1950s and 60s pretty much ignored the growing popularity of rock and roll music. Michael Cantor is co-creator of the documentary Broadway, the American Musical, which recently aired on American television. He says the nature of rock music, which is more beat-driven and dance-oriented, didn't jibe with the lyrical and narrative nature of a Broadway show. He points to the moment when Broadway's influence over the airwaves was over.
Rosemary Clooney's recording of Hey There from the Pajama Game, which was a number one hit, was released 2 days before Elvis Presley's first single called That's All Right. So exactly at that moment in the summer of 1954, Broadway and popular music went their separate ways.
You used to be too wise.
The Broadway musical never stopped being innovative, however. Take the works of Stephen Sondheim, for instance. He's tackled such diverse subjects as a murderous barber in Sweeney Todd, to the tales of the Brothers Grimm in Into the Woods, to the self-described assassins. But the critically acclaimed Sondheim still lacks the mass appeal to bring large numbers of people to the theater, according to documentary filmmaker Michael Cantor. The biggest crowd pleasers today are the big production mega musicals, such as The Producers or Hairspray, and musicals based on Disney animated films like Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King. Mr. Cantor says these are financed by big corporations, the only kinds of financiers today who can afford to take a chance.
Well, I think that one of the real reasons that so many corporations are now interested in Broadway is the old saw that you can't make a living there, but you can make a killing. While most shows don't make any money, don't recoup their investment, the ones that do pay off in huge numbers, and that's why companies like Disney and Clear Channel, Universal Studios, and others are interested in getting a foot inside Broadway's door, because while the risk is certainly great, the rewards, in particular Lion King, are tremendous.
Except for the rare blockbuster hit like The Lion King or The Producers, Broadway's primary source of revenue lies in revivals of past musical hits that are translated and exported around the world. Lawrence Maslon says these translations have been so successful that even some theater professionals have been surprised.
Fiddler on the Roof, which everyone on Broadway in 1964 thought was too Jewish and too marginalized to run more than three quarters of a season, became a huge hit, and it was done in Japan with Japanese actors dressed up as Russian Jews, and a young Japanese student came over to the book writer Joseph Stein and said, "This show is a success in America? It's so Japanese." So there are certain core values, of core narrative values that the American musical encapsulates that are absolutely universal.
Lawrence Maslon and Michael Cantor's new documentary, Broadway, the American Musical, is accompanied by a companion book and a 5-CD set. It was one of the most popular documentaries aired in the United States this fall, as well as in Japan, where it was featured on one of its premier cable channels.
Wanna be a producer with a hit show on Broadway. I wanna be a producer, lunch at Sardi's every day. I wanna be a producer, sport a top hat and a cane. I want to be a producer and drive those chorus girls insane.